to all they would bring the good news of God's light.
We are the parents of Jesus, God's child, a miracle, yes, but not meek nor so mild. His bed was a manger, not special, it's true, yet the people who came to the stable, they knew that this boy would be someone the world would revere, a man yet much more who would take away fear and replace it with love for all people, all earth. What he taught was to God. We are all of great worth.
We watched as the new little family began, as they listened for God to reveal the gravy plan. For they weren't quite sure of what they do next. They were far from their home, and the king was quite vexed. They'd have to leave soon, for a cave was no place for this child who would die for the whole human race.
Donkey, small beast, among creatures the least. But I had a great role. When the hubbub had ceased, I had carried the one who gave birth to the sun in a stable that night. Without me, wouldn't have happened.
Jesus the baby who was born on that day. For he didn't just care about humans, it's true, bus, slow but really quite steady. We were packed to the hilt, on alert and all ready, to head to the west where a star had been seen. What a journey we took, going back not so keen. Yes, of course we can go without water for days, but who wants to? Do you? There are much better ways to pay tribute to kings while we have some at home. Why go see a small boy when we don't need to roam?
The story of Jesus that first Christmas morn has been told many times, very old, though not worn, for we hear it afresh every year without fail, and we take it to heart, for it is quite a tale of love come to show us what God wants for us, a heart that is open, a life of great trust. There is hope for all people in this special story. I'm glad you could come to take in all the glory that came to the world, oh, that long ago, yet still with us today, if we still want to know.